Om Shanti. A master and his disciple were once passing from one village to another village, and suddenly they hear the roar of a tiger, and as they look back, they find that a tiger is after them. So the disciple is terrified, not understanding what to do. So the disciple asked his master, what should we do in such a situation? As they were going, they find that the tiger is just approaching them and about to pounce upon them. So the disciple is asking the master, what should we do in such a situation? The master says, we have few options. First of all, we fill ourselves with terrifying fear, paralyzing fear, and let the tiger do whatever he wants. The second option is to run. But if we run, the tiger will always outrun us, and we won't be able to go ahead. The third option is to fight with lion and tiger. But the tiger is more powerful, so there's no point in fighting with tiger. So the disciple is so much fearful. He asks then, master, what should we do? The master says, we have fourth option. To calm our mind and to make it so concentrated that our consciousness unites with the consciousness of tiger, and our vibrations reach the tiger, the vibrations of peace and vibrations of love. So let's meditate. And the master starts meditating, and the tiger comes in front of them, just about to pounce upon them. And the master is looking into the eyes of the tiger, and in few seconds the tiger lowers his head and tail, turns away and goes away. The disciple asks the master, what did you do? How is it that the tiger didn't do anything? The master says, I emptied my mind of all the thoughts and made it so calm, and so much filled of love, and I united myself with the universal consciousness. And in that universal consciousness, the consciousness of tiger is merged. And with that, whatever thoughts I had, whatever feelings I had, all those feelings of love and peace were transmitted into the consciousness of tiger, and tiger became calm. And this is how I interacted with the tiger at a spiritual level, where he and I are one, where there is love and peace in the consciousness, and his violent tendencies could not surface, and he became calm, and he became silent, and he turned away. So it's the mind that interacted, and the mind that got stabilized, concentrated, reached a stage of perpetual peace and love, and the vibrations of such a mind penetrated the vibrations of another consciousness, and there is a unity of consciousness. So So the master gives this explanation to the disciple. How far this example is true, we do not know, but if you study the sages of India or elsewhere, you will find that they used to meditate in jungle, in forest, which was inhabited by ferocious and violent animals, and yet they were fearless. They would not fear any assault or onslaught by any of the wild animals. Probably they had become so peaceful staying there that those animals also became non-violent by their vibrations, by their purity, by their peaceful nature, by their love. So it is the mind that sends out the vibrations. So this entire universe is the ocean of vibrations. This entire universe is the sea of vibrations. The entire universe is made up of units called quanta. So, according to quantum physics, everything is vibrating, nothing is stable. This duster, though, looks stable and in inertia. If you analyze, everything is inside vibrating. So everything, animate and inanimate objects, things are vibrating. And in a similar manner, even thoughts are vibrating, even emotions are vibrating, even feelings are vibrating. So any mind is always eternally sending out something outside, positive or negative, and that is influencing other souls who are around or far away. So whatever thoughts I create for any soul, knowingly, unknowingly, wittingly, unwittingly, directly, indirectly, covertly, overtly, they reach that soul. So it's a mind that creates vibrations, thoughts, feelings, and those thoughts, feelings can travel anywhere in the world. They do not know any boundaries of time, space, or person. They can travel anywhere. So it's all about the power of the mind. So today's Murli explores in detail about the power of the mind. Baba says, Baba is world almighty authority, and he is seeing Pandav Sena, and he is seeing Shakti Sena, and in fact this is Ruhani Sena, spiritual army. So the spiritual commander of this spiritual army is analyzing, is seeing, is overlooking the army. To what extent every soldier of this army has gained powers. To what extent every soldier of this army has become victorious. And Baba said there are three types of powers. What are they? Powers of the mind, powers of words, and powers of actions. Mansa Shakti, Vacha Shakti, and Karmana Shakti. What you become depends upon to what extent you have imbibed all the three powers. And Baba said there is a difference between server and world server. Server means number wise, they have imbibed the powers. World server means they have imbibed all the powers. And depending upon that, they will become emperor and world emperor, king or world emperor. So Baba wants us to be full of all the three powers. Our thoughts should be powerful, our words should be powerful, our actions and deeds and karmas should be powerful. So these are the three powers Baba talked about. And all the three powers we should be very powerful. Or we should be full of all the three powers. And the basis of words and action is mind. So service through the mind, Mansa Seva. Baba said, this is the time to do this now. Increase the intensity, increase the speed of this service through the mind. Because 900,000 souls have to be created. And you cannot reach this 900,000 souls physically. So you need a very strong weapon. And that strong weapon is Mansa Seva. Baba said, in the path of devotion, they talk about 900,000 stars. And who are those stars? You are the. You have to create those stars. You have to reach out to these 900,000 souls. So unless and until you do this task, the golden age is not going to come. So create this 9 lakh souls. So the entire Murli is upon Mansa Seva. This topic we have discussed multiple times. And I think today's Murli is the summary of all those talks. Benefits of mental service. Though we don't use the word mental service, they say service through the mind. Benefits. So Baba has mentioned about 10 benefits about service through the mind. Then second point is about the qualification of the soul who will be the giver of Sakash. There is a giver and there is sender. So Baba has mentioned about 4 qualification of such a soul. How can you give this? You can sit anywhere and give this, do this mental service, do this service through the mind. And then 3 comparisons. This is quite interesting. We will begin with this. This service through the mind, Baba has compared with 3 things. What are they? Something scientific. The service through the mind is spiritual wireless set. That is the first comparison. The service through the mind is just as you have space shuttle, Antarikshayan, in the similar manner. This is Antarmukhiyan. This is the shuttle of introversion. And the third comparison, Mansa Seva, is like flying saucer. Nowadays it is not known as flying saucer. The name has been changed. It is known as unidentified foreign object. UFO. Nowadays nobody uses the word flying shuttle, flying saucer. That was in way back in 60s and 70s, they used to call it FS. But now it is known as UFO. So this mental service, this service to the mind is like, and Baba has compared with these 3 things. The first is spiritual wireless set. Baba said any distant relationship, you can make it close. You can give the experience to souls who are far away, as if you are near to them, and they will hear your voice. They will feel as if somebody is inspiring them, somebody is speaking to them, somebody is in front of them. So this service, Mansa Seva, is like a spiritual wireless set where you can talk with any soul, where you can inspire any soul, where you can give them experience as if you were in front of them. And they will feel as if you are near to them. And you can bring distant relationships into close relationships. So that's why Mansa Seva is the spiritual wireless set. The second is Yaan, shuttle, space shuttle. Just as those are satellite and they go above earth, and the further they go, they become subtle, sukshma. And Baba said, sukshma is always subtle, is always powerful. So this Mansa Seva is a very subtle service. So this subtle service is very powerful. There are two more examples here. Just as that satellite, the moment it crosses the gravitational force, it becomes light. In the similar manner, you also go above the body or this earth and you become light. Just as those space shuttle have the power to catch any pictures of the earth. From above, the shuttle can cause pictures. In the similar manner, you can make souls, they catch chitra, pictures. You can make them charitravan, you can make them images of character, you can improve them spiritually just by going up. So this comparison of mental service to the mind, Mansa Seva, is with satellite, the space shuttle of introversion. So this is also a shuttle, this is also a rocket sort of satellite. And the third comparison is with the flying saucer, which is FU. Just as this FU, they are like light. So here also, the moment you go to souls, people will feel as if some light has descended. People will ask from where it has come, what it was, how it was, and we felt it was coming to us, some light. So that's how the service to the mind will work. So it's a spiritual wireless set. One, let's see. It's a shuttle of introversion, antarmukhiyan. Just as they are antarikshayan, this is antarmukhiyan. They are the shuttle of satellite of space. This is the shuttle of introversion, and these are the UFO. This is the flying shuttle. So Baba has used modern comparisons to explain these things, and this Murli is 85. So these are the three beautiful comparisons of Mansa service. Now, coming to Murli, what are the benefits of Mansa Seva? The first, which is already covered below, is that you can give the experience of attainment to the souls who are far away. That is the first thing. Those souls who are far away, you can give them experience of love sitting at one place. You don't have to go anywhere. That is the first benefit of Mansa Seva. The second benefit is those souls who are in upheaval, you can make them stable, achal. Those souls who are in halchal, in upheaval, you can make them stable, immovable, unflinching, unshakable, just with the power of the mind. With your mind power, emerge any soul of the world who is disturbed, who is in upheaval, and send him vibrations of peace, of stability, and you can make that soul stable. There's something known as spiritual telepathy, where there are two persons, receiver and sender. One is sitting here, one is sitting here, and there is a partition, and they do a lot of experiments in science. One person sitting here, another person sitting here. The one person is sending some thought, the another person is trying to catch that thought. He is known as sender, he is known as receiver. And they should have faith in this science of telepathy. And they should try to catch, this person should try to catch what he is sending. Faith is necessary. And visualization, affirmation, the person feels there is a tube which is going out from my forehead to his forehead. That's how they imagine, a silver tube like that. And whatever I am sending, that is reaching him. So he will send with that faith that whatever I am sending, that is reaching that person. And this person will try to catch. And there would be starting time and end time. These are the scientific experiments they do. Starting time and then stop it. Now meet and exchange. He will ask, what did you catch? And he will try to tell, this is what I catched. And then they will try to verify. So this is something known as spiritual telepathy. There are about 10-12 steps in that. So here Baba said, with the power of the mind, you can make any soul stable. Any soul which is unstable, you can make that soul stable. The third, any soul who is doubting, Sanshay Buddhi, you can convert him into Bhavanatmak Buddhi. You can make that soul full of love, devotion, just with the power of mind. So that is the third benefit of Mansa Seva. The fourth, any soul which is filled with waste, you can make them samarth, strong thoughts, powerful thoughts. So you can destroy the waste of any soul just by your thoughts. But then you need a lot of concentration, lot of attention. The fifth, with Mansa Seva, you can change the swabhav, nature of any soul. These are somewhat all impossible tasks in the world. They say nature cannot be changed. But Baba says, by Mansa Seva you can change the nature of the soul. You can change their waste. You can change their doubts. You can make them Nishchay Buddhi. You can make them stable. The upheaval, the disturbance, the rattled intellect can be made very, very stable. And you can give them experience of nearness just with Mansa Seva. Sixth, with Mansa Seva you can give them the fruit of attainment and their devotion, prapti, phal. Just with this, you need not to go to them. Sit at one place and give them whatever they want. Seventh, by Mansa Seva, you make them come near to God. They can come God, near to God, without giving them any talking with them or talking to them, nothing. Just sit at one place, invoke them, talk with them through the mind, and they will come near to God. Next, by Mansa Seva, you can draw the line of their fortune. Bhagya Rekha, to whatever extent you want. Ninth, by Mansa Seva, you can make those who are courageless into courageous souls. Himmatheen can turn into Himmatvan. And last, Mansa Seva means good wishes, pure feelings. And good wishes and pure feelings are the method of doing Mansa Seva. So these are the 10 methods, 10 benefits of Mansa Seva. And as mentioned in today's Murli. So, just to summarize it, the souls who are far away, you can make them come near. Those who are full of waste, you can free them from waste. Those who are powerless, you can make them powerful. Those who are in upheaval, you can make them stable. Those who are full of waste, you can make them strong. Those who are hopeless, you can make them hopeful. Those who do not know God, you can make them know God or come near to God. You can give them fruit of their devotion wherever they are. You can draw the line of their fortune. You can make them courageous. So these are the 10 benefits of the Mansa Seva. And what are the qualifications of the one who will give Mansa, who will do Mansa Seva? So Baba mentioned, first thing, Mansa Seva is with the help of Sankalp. It's with the help of thought. So your thought has to be selfless. If there is a selfishness in the thoughts, you cannot do any mansa seva. If the mother says, okay, my daughter is not doing well, let me sit and give sakash to her. Probably your sakash may not reach her. But for sakash, it should be absolutely selfless. And there has to be disinterest while giving sakash. So the first thing is selflessness. The second thing, in giving mansa seva, the person who will give mansa seva, he should be data, donor. He should be merciful, rahimdil. And he should be inspiring others by his actions. He should not think that, let others do first, then I will do. No, let me do. Whether others do or not, I will do it. That should be the feeling in mansa seva. So you should be merciful. You should be donor. You should be doing everything first. Take the initiative. And your actions should be inspiring others. And for mansa seva, your thoughts should be selfless. And one more thing, apakari. Those who insult you, defame you, you should have the feeling to benefit to them. Upakar. So these are the four qualifications needed for mansa seva. And then one more thing, Baba added, you can sit anywhere and do mansa seva. You need not to go to that person. And where we can do mansa seva? From which places? That's not mentioned in Murli, but we can churn. What are the places where we sit and do mansa seva? Sit on the top of the globe and do mansa seva, one. Go in the subtle world and do mansa seva, two. Third, go in the supreme abode and do mansa seva, three. Sit wherever you are and do mansa seva. Come to Madhuban and become lighthouse. Come to Madhuban and become tower of peace and do mansa seva. Become lighthouse and do mansa seva. Go to souls. Soul need not to come to you. Now you go to souls and invoke them and talk with them and do mansa seva. You sit at one time and call them at your place and do mansa seva. Go to the sky and do mansa seva. Go over the five elements and do mansa seva. So there are different places where you can go. In the steps of 84 births, go to that steps here at the start of the copper age and do mansa seva. So you sit anywhere and you can do it. So this is in short about today's Murli, where Baba mentioned about three types of powers: mind, words, actions, and all three powers are necessary. Mentioned about the 10 benefits of mansa seva, 4 qualifications of mansa seva, and 3 comparisons. Mansa seva is the flying saucer, mansa seva is the spiritual wireless set, and mansa seva is the shuttle of introversion. So this is in short about Murli. There are few groups also meeting Baba at the time of farewell. Baba spoke few things, and then he is talking few things with Kumar also, which you can read. So that's in short about today's Murli. Om Shanti.